this clash and all is clickbait. Which is for media and for people to just, you know, get excitement around. Of course, in the single screens, the shows will get divided. But that's okay. We'll have longer runs. You know, it won't be only about the weekend business. OTTs did a great service to all of us when we were sitting at home in lockdown with theaters shut.
Koimoi.com.
Hi, this is Milap Milan Zaveri and you're watching me on Koimoi.
Hi guys, the pandemic's over and movies are all set to hit theatres, as in they are already hitting theatres, and this week we have Satyamev Jayate 2 releasing and we have with us director Milab Zaveri. Talk about Salman Khan. Salman Khan's Antim is releasing on Friday. Similar to Satyamev Jayate, even this is a crowd puller, it's got action and it's got a similar crowd base, the fan base. Do you think this clash might affect the business of Satyamev Jayate 2?
Well, I hope it doesn't affect the business of either of the two films.
Okay.
So, Salman Bhai was extremely gracious to tweet our trailer.
Yes.
John tweeted, was extremely gracious to tweet Antim's trailer. The other day, they met on Big Boss. Divya and John went on Big Boss and Salman Bhai welcomed them beautifully. Also, I don't look at it like a clash because number one, we're coming one day before.
Point.
Correct. We're coming on Thursday, they're coming on Friday. Secondly, why do we say clash? We can say there are more options for an audience to enjoy. In the past, films have come on the same day and done great business. It was Satyamev Jayate and Gold.
Yes.
It was Batla House and Mission Mangal. It was Gadar and Lagan. It was Dil and Ghayal. So, I mean, if the films are good, both the films will do well, right?
Yeah.
Audience. So, my thing is that audiences, please come to watch Satyamev Jayate on Thursday. On Friday, go and see both the films. On Saturday, again go see both the films. On Sunday, again go see both the films. You know, so why should there be a clash? And why should this clash and all is clickbait, which is for media and for people to just, you know, get excitement around. Internally, John wishes and Divya wish Salman Bhai and Ayush the best. I wish them the best. I know they wish us the best. So I think both the films, touchwood, will do great business on this weekend.
The clash, as you say, is only clickbait. But the thing is that when two big movies are releasing on the same day, the screens get divided. Do you think if it was a solo release, it would have been better for you because you all would have got more screens?
See, as it is, my point is there's so many screens today, so many shows in a day. Every show doesn't go houseful. It doesn't happen, right? So easily two films can exist simultaneously on the same day, get a good number of shows that are enough for each of them to do business, and it's better for the exhibitors. They have more films to showcase, they, you know, and audiences to choose. So I really don't think that's an issue nowadays, because years back when there were lesser theatres, lesser screens, you know, then there used to be maybe a problem when films used to clash. Of course, in the single screens, the shows will get divided, but that's okay. We'll have longer runs. You know, it won't be only about the weekend business. Films will run for longer time. You know, Suryavanshi is still running. It's the third week. Suryavanshi is still doing well. People are still going to the theatre to watch Suryavanshi. So, that's a good thing.
If I ask you, what is your take on the box office versus OTT releases? Because past 1.5 years was mainly OTT releases.
Yeah.
Do you think the OTT versus box office fight is going to continue in the coming months as it did in recent times?
See, there's no fight, right? They are two different platforms. Before OTT, you had satellite, right? Before that, you had video cassettes or DVDs, right? So the thing is that they both are individual platforms. They will coexist. I don't think anyone has a problem with OTTs or with cinemas. OTTs did a great service to all of us when we were sitting at home in lockdown with theaters shut. They enabled the film industry, producers, to find an alternative platform to release their films, to make money, to sell their movies that were ready and that couldn't hold on for a long time. It has given a voice to so many actors, technicians, directors, producers to showcase their talent and their, you know, their movies and their shows. So OTT is here to stay,
okay,
and cinemas are here to stay. So both are here, and the difference is, see, I'll tell you what, the high of a box office is that a box office, when it does business, right, it's catapults a star into a level of startup that an OTT still cannot do, right? Because an OTT eventually is like passing an exam without actually knowing the exact results, right? What is the barometer for success on OTT? I think mostly it's the great reviews, the ratings, the, you know, the
what's trending in the top position.
Exactly. So, which is great, but you cannot become a superstar like John Abraham, like Salman Khan,
yeah,
right? Unless you get the love of the audience who shells out money on that Thursday or Friday and goes to the theater with their hard-earned money and, you know, watches a film the way they have been doing since so many years. So I feel both will coexist. You know, the big ticket films will come to cinemas, you know, touch wood, do great business, and a few weeks later premiere on OTT. So it's a win-win situation for both. Koimoi.com.